Hello, Joe.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Joe.
We're talking about Saturday, obviously, Joe, and I said, I'm sure the belief is that Vanderbilt can run a Mississippi State. That being said, with a running game, I want to see what Larry Smith can do.
Yeah, I think, in fact, I talked to Jimmy Kaiser quite a bit yesterday about the offense and what Larry has done and the things he's done well, but what they need to improve on. And Jimmy, quite frankly, said, we got to throw the ball better, and we've got to catch the ball better. The running game, I think they feel pretty comfortable with and pretty confident in, even with a change on the offensive line this week after the injury to James Williams. I think they feel whoever steps in there, they're not going to miss a beat in that department, and they'll certainly continue to try to run it. But they've quite simply got to do a better job of completing some passes, and that's a combination of, I think we touched on a couple of days ago, you know, some receivers have got to make some catches, and Larry's got to put the ball in a few better spots. There have been quite a number of balls that have been off target that should have been completions, and Larry probably would be the first to tell you that. So I know that's a big focus. They feel like for this offense to take another step, they're going to have to do something, get some more production through the air.
What bothers me is when Larry misses open receivers.
Yeah.
Again, I don't expect him to go back shoulder all the time, but you got to hit the guys who are open, and I get the feeling he's going to see some of that tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure they hope he will, and I know that's been a real target for him. And Jimmy even talked about, you know, Larry knows where he's got to throw the ball. It's just a question of delivering it to that right spot. But, you know, and I think it's going to be one of those things that once they get a couple of solid completions, it's all going to begin to roll for them. But, you know, I think you're going to see some good attempts to the tight end this week, as we expect. And I know that's been a real focus this week on trying to pick up that passing game.
Frank and Joe, I'll ask you the same thing, and Kevin, of course. But safety by committee with Ryan Hamilton out, they've got like four guys that are thinking about plugging in there. And I know run situations, pass situations, you know, might determine who's in there. But I don't know how comfortable you can be shuffling that many guys in.
Well, I guess the other factor that comes into play as well, we really haven't talked about it very much. You know, Jamie Graham, you know, injured that ankle in the first half last week against LSU. He came back and played some in the second half. But I'm not sure how strong he is, and he factors into that mix as well in that defensive backfield. So now you're looking at guys like, Wilson and Trice and Foster, all figuring into the mix. We expect Eric Samuels to be back this week. Thank goodness for that. You know, he had an interception in game one. I guess the silver lining or the glass half full way to look at it is, at least thank goodness you seem to have some quality in your depth, where you can afford not to just count on one guy. I think that's probably the way they look at it.
Brent Trice is a guy we don't talk a whole lot about, but he does a lot of the little things, doesn't he?
He sure does. He's what that new phrase now, he's kind of a hybrid player. You know, was a defensive back until last year. They made him a linebacker. He beefed up a little bit, but he still knows the defensive back positions. He covers the field. He's a big hitter. He's 6'3", got some good size. And so I think you'll see him utilized in a number of ways in this one. He could, now Brent's a guy that can play safety, and is back and is listed on the depth chart as well as a number two. So I think he's going to be a guy that they're going to ask to move around a lot tomorrow night.
And Casey Hayward was our player of the game after the LSU game. And Joe, you got to really like it. I know the coach is doing, talking to Bruce Fowler, the production they've gotten out of him so far through two games.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that made it a little bit easier to, you know, transition when you lose a guy like a DJ Moore. You know, he and Sean Richardson were really the guys that folks focused on, said, can these guys step up and make plays? And I think you can say yes in both of their cases. They have both been very active, you know, very early on. They've jumped right on in. I really think that the end of last season was a big boost for both of those guys. They both got a chance to get into some games and quality minutes. Both played really well in the bowl game. I think that was huge for their confidence. And, you know, when they came back in the spring, they just built on that. And now they knew they were going to be asked to step in and play right away, and they've done a great job.
Joe, as we wrap up our conversation here, one traffic note to pass along involving 440 for tomorrow.
Yep, 440, I believe, westbound is going to be closed between 65 and 40. So, you know, if you normally jump on that to run over and get off at West End or to get off at 21st, you're not going to be able to do that tomorrow. So, you know, I guess a lot of suggestions, a lot of them would be, if you're coming in 65 or coming in 40, you know, go all the way into downtown, get off at Broadway and come that way. Because remember, the state fair's going on as well. So if you get over in that Wedgwood area and all that, you're going to run into that kind of traffic too. So just plan to leave a little early, come and tailgate, and run over. Yogi's got a big tailgate going behind the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt tomorrow, benefiting Monroe Carroll Junior Children's Hospital. So just take your time and have a good time.
And Vandyville, of course,
there
before the game. Joe, thanks as always. 5 o'clock pregame tomorrow.
That's right. See you then.